Blog Talk Radio.
Open line. Welcome to Average Joe Radio. This is Average Joe. We're going to, as I said in our promo, we're going to do open line today. Today's been, or this week has been a challenge so far as just life in general. And I'm not whining because I know a lot of people have had way more challenges than me. And but it's just kind of been one of those weird weeks. One thing, and let me go ahead and put out the number, 914-219-0884. This is open line, so this is, you know, I want y'all to participate. Call me if you just want to talk about what I'm talking about, or if you want to talk about something you want to talk about, you know, you just want to bounce it off of me. I'm more than happy to, you know, have a conversation with you. But anyway, it's kind of, you know, from a week in the life of Average Joe, let's see, as I mentioned last week on our Veterans Day special, one of my dear friends and part of the family, my cousin's husband, so I call him my cousin, he passed on to the other side, and so his funeral was this week. We didn't get to go down because he, you know, being, well, I was in training actually, and that was another thing I was going to talk about today. But so anyway, we had that happening, and then my mother's Aunt Mary, so my great Aunt Mary passed away this week, and then we had some dear friends of ours that lost a daughter in a automobile accident. And she was 27 years old and killed instantly by a drunk driver, head-on collision. And so just kind of, you know, the old saying that, you know, bad things come in threes. And I'm not saying necessarily that it's all bad, but it is from our perspective and our viewpoint on Earth, you know, and looking at it from this side. You know, Aunt Mary, she was 90-something years old and been not having a good quality of life for a long time, and Daryl, he had been sick, and then, you know, we just don't know how to, we don't understand the big picture, but anyway, so I was actually down in Georgia doing some training all week, which is atypical for me to be gone from home that long, especially without my family or my wife especially. And so that was kind of different, you know, living out of a hotel for a week without, you know, all by myself. And again, I'm not complaining. I mean, I know a lot of people do this all the time, and it's normal for a lot of people. But just the timing of all the things that happened together just kind of put my head in a strange, odd place this week. And so I have struggled really trying to decide, you know, I mean, I have been inspired many times this week as I usually am about things to talk about, but because these things have been kind of a fog in my life this week of just being out of my normal comfort zone, that it's kind of, that's why I had to go ahead and post open line, because I didn't really know what we were going to talk about today. 914-219-0884. I had thought about talking about, you know, some more technology stuff and with some of the stuff I was training on, and which is on actually about video walls. And learned a lot from that, and it was not an easy class, but it was fun and interesting, and but it was hard, and I did learn a lot from it. So I'm glad I got to do that. It was a good opportunity. So 914-219-0884. Feel free to call me if you want to talk about anything. But thinking about just our mortality, my wife and I, Above Average Joe, we were sitting having lunch today, and she mentioned that and about our own mortality. And you think about that, and, you know, in past shows we've talked about reality and all that good stuff. And but when you start seeing one of the disadvantages of getting older is your friends and your family start dying. You know, when you're small, you know, when you're young, you have that happen occasionally, you know. But I don't think, unless it's somebody extremely close to you, usually it doesn't have the kind of impact that it does when you get older. Now, I know that everybody has their own perspective on this, and I am accepting of the fact that we're not going to be here forever. But in some cases, it still, you know, pulls my heart when that happens. You know, as a child, I think, well, I know the first person that I ever lost, I was 12 years old, and I lost my grandfather. I called him Pawpaw. And he was 82 years old. And he, you know, back then when you were 82, you were pretty old because, you know, the medicine wasn't as good as it is now. And Pawpaw had been, he had been failing in health for several years. And as a matter of fact, he had colon cancer, but that's not what killed him. He actually died during the night in his sleep, thank God, from a stroke. And that was a gift that he was able to go that easy. And I remember my grandmother talking about when he died, that he had, that night before he went to bed before she did. He usually was one pretty early to go to bed. He kissed her goodnight and told her he loved her. And, you know, he did that sometimes, but it was just that one particular night that he just kind of made a point. It was almost like he may have subconsciously knew it was coming. And then, sure enough, you know, the next morning she woke up and he was gone. And so I remember just when my dad came, we were living down in Brunswick County at the time, and my papa lived up in Stanley County over here right next door to where I live now. And my dad came to my school during the day, and when I saw him at the door, I had no idea, you know, what was going on, but he'd come to pick me up from class, and we got out to the car, and he told me, you know, Papa had passed away. And so that was my first experience at the firsthand what it felt like to lose somebody you really love and care about. Me and Papa were close, and we were I still miss him. It's been a long time, but I still miss Pawpaw. I can still hear his voice and some of the clips of wisdom that he gave me throughout the 12 years that I was around, and he was around at the same time. And I loved getting some stories. And I may have talked about some of this before. And 914-219-0884. My email is averagejoe@carolina.rr.com. That Joe has no E on it. So, you know, feel free if you just got a comment, you want to email, that's, you know, just that you don't want to call in, that's perfectly fine. But if you've got something you just want to put out there to Average Joe Radio, we'd love to hear from you. We're on here every Sunday night at 6:30. We have deviated from the schedule a little bit. Last Sunday we actually went on air at 3 p.m. because I had to be down in Georgia for the training that was going to start on Monday, and I didn't want to wait until, you know, 7:30 to leave because I'd be so late getting down there. So we went ahead and did the show early last week. But most of the time we're on at 6:30. We may, and I've talked about this, we may start later at some point. When we possibly will go to an hour show at some point, but not anytime real soon, because right now, quite frankly, we don't have the audience for it to justify it, and I don't want to, just be yapping, trying to fill time, for no reason. 30 minutes is a comfortable amount of time for me right now, being that I just do this just because I want to do it. And for the audience, I believe I'm not sure that you want to listen to a full hour of me just yet. Now, when we get some more informational shows going, some more informational content, which we will be doing, and I know some of mine has been that, but most of the shows depending on whether you heard them or not, most of them are just me reflecting about life and my life and the world around us, and it's just what I do. So, but I do like to give out helpful information too. So again, we will be doing some more of those shows, and we like to get a little deep every now and then. 914-219-0884. So I know it's not something that's really fun to talk about, so far as death and mortality. And this was, this was what I was inspired about this week. But again, I think it was because of what was going on. But I couldn't get away from it. I kept trying to think to myself, well, I can't talk about that. I've got to talk about something else. I don't want to talk about that. But it just wouldn't let me go. So I had to just give in. And even though I didn't post it as the name of the show, we're talking about it. So here we are. And I'd love to hear your perspective. 914-219-0884. Lost my papa in 1974. I've had other family members die since then. And like I say, the older you get, the more that's going to happen. Not just your family, but your friends. I mean, people your own age. And then when your friends' parents, your friends' siblings, you just start, it just seems like we go to the funeral home way, way too often anymore. And I always thought that was odd. When we lived in Brunswick County, when we'd come back and visit my grandmother and Pawpaw, one of the things that my grandmother would always do was talk about all the people that died from the obituaries. And it's like, I didn't really get that then. But, when you get to be in your 70s and 80s especially, just it's a good chance that just about every week somebody in the paper is going to be somebody. If they're not a friend of yours, they're somebody that you at least know who they are. And that's, that's normal. So now I get that. And I'm not even 70 yet. Of course, the biggest impact that I've had in my life so far as losing somebody was when my dad died, and I lost him back in 2013, and that changed my world forever. And as an adult, and the thing is, it's coming. When your parents or your loved ones, when they get older, it's just they're closer. We can all be killed from, we could get a disease or get hit by a bus, or anything can happen to any of us at any age. But the likelihood of someone dying of natural causes, so to speak, the odds are a lot better, if you want to say better, that that's going to happen sooner than later, especially once they get into their 80s or even 90s. So, Above Average Joe and I had actually gone to the beach, and we had just left, I think it was on a Friday, and we got the call from my daughter that my dad was going to the hospital and was unresponsive. And so that was the beginning of that story. We do have a caller here, so I'll continue, but I want to pick up this caller and see what this caller has to say. Hello, caller.
Average Don here. How you doing?
Hey, Average Don. I thought that was your number. I mean, I want to say, but I'm always too chicken to actually say, hey, that's Average Don's number.
Well,
I'm
just
good.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to chime in on something about your grandpa. Having grown up most of my life with your family, I have a lot of memories of your grandfather and grandmother. She, your grandma, was a feisty little woman, but your grandpa, that man was so laid back. He was just real easygoing and soft-hearted. But when I was 16 years old, my family took a vacation to the beach. When we left to go to the beach, I got this really just sick feeling something had gone wrong. The whole time we're down there, I'm just preoccupied. I can't get it off my mind. Something has happened, and I was afraid something had happened to your grandpa. It took coming all the way back, and the first thing I did is picked up the phone and called, and they said, oh, he's fine. But it's like I couldn't even enjoy a beach trip at 16 because I was worried about the health of your grandfather. But he was a really, really good guy. Your dad's another one. I miss him, too. He was a really good guy. He treated me really well.
Well, I appreciate that, Average Don. I agree. I happen to think a lot of both of them. I know I talk about my father and my grandfather a lot on this show, and one of the ideas that you actually had suggested for a show was to talk about people that had the most influence on your life. I haven't actually done a show about that, but I think collectively my shows will, I think the audience should know by now that I think a lot of my dad and my pawpaw, and that's never going to change. They are definitely, especially my dad, had the most, I'm going to have to say he had the most impact on me, and then probably obviously my mother, second to him, but, She's still impacting me because she's still around, and actually Daddy does, and Pawpaw, because I think of things that they said, or that they did, or I'll be in the middle of doing something, and I'm like, yeah, Daddy told me about something like this one time, and,
Well, you've still got all the landmarks around you of where your grandparents lived, and your father built the little house there, father and mother, and so, you're surrounded by images of them about every day anyway. But I will say your grandpa was a really hard worker all his life, and he worked hard, but just he still was one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. And your dad, what I respected about him is he lived a set of beliefs and he stuck to it his entire life, and I had a lot of respect for him.
Well, I you're right. I've heard other people say that about him. Some that didn't necessarily agree with his beliefs, but respected the fact that he did live by what he preached, so to speak. He wasn't a fake, that's for sure.
But you come from good stock. I don't really know your mom's side of the family like I know your dad's side of the family, because I knew your father's sisters and all that, so I know that side, but your mom's family, I didn't really get a chance to meet them other than your mom, and I just love her to death.
Well, me too. I have a fondness for her as well. But, I never knew my mom's father either. He died before I was born, so I never got to know that side of the family as far as my grandfather. My grandmother, of course, I knew her very well. I know you had met her because she said about your long hair one time. Do you remember that?
It was actually that I think your mom mentioned this other guy's long hair, and then she got a phone call and really upset.
That happened too, but I remember one time
I said something about my long hair.
I think you were with my brother, and y'all had come over to grandmother's house for whatever reason, and that grandmother Thronberg, she was kind of rough around the edges. She was just almost like an old hillbilly woman, and she's like, "Where'd you get that hair?" And, you just kind of flipped it. You said, "I grew it."
Yeah, but she was a good woman. Yeah, I actually got into her peach brandy one time. That was a good experience too. Well, anyway, I'm going to let you run, but I just wanted to chime in on your family. You really do have some good people there.
Well, thank you there, AD. Thanks for calling in, and we'll see you next time.
You got it. And tell your mom I do have some pecans for her.
Okay, I'll do that. This is kind of like PBS. Public radio. Hey, your mom, I got some pecans for her. Okay, see ya.
All right, bye-bye.
Oh, man, that was funny. Yeah, Average Don, he's known our family for a long time, and I appreciate his edification of he always tells me how good my dad and mom and my grandparents were and everything, and that's not uncommon. He lifts me up. Let's say he doesn't mind saying stuff like that. Unfortunately, I didn't know his family as well as he knew mine. I know his dad and I knew his mom and I knew his grandfather, but I didn't really know him very well. I remember he had a moving business and actually moved us when we moved from Stanley County down to Brunswick County. And I know all the things, the stories that Average Don has told me over the years, so I know him through Average Don. But, you know, I mentioned that, I talked about doing a show about who's had the most impact on my life. And really, I mean, it would be a pretty short show because, I mean, there's a lot of people that's had an impact on my life, of course. I mean, people still have an impact on my life. I mean, you meet people, you're inspired by people, you get ideas from people. Sometimes good, great, and sometimes not so good. Sometimes you get inspired on that's what I shouldn't do. You know, you learn by example in not only a positive way but a negative way. So, but that's another show. But we probably won't go there. But I invite anybody else to call in. We've still got a few minutes, 914-219-0884. This week, like I said, has been a challenge for me. And I won't even really say it's been bad because it hasn't. It's been a productive week. I went to the class and learned a lot, and that's for my job and my career, and I was privileged to be there because it cost the company that I worked for a lot of money to send me there, and I don't take that for granted either. So I'm glad that they have the confidence in me to invest in me to help them, you know, as a company and help further my career. So that was definitely a positive thing. It's just, you know, I out of my element. I used to have to travel some earlier in my career where I had to be out of town for a few nights here and there. But I've been kind of spoiled, I guess, in the last few years, and I haven't had to be far away or overnight very much. You know, with my mom getting older and above average Joe, she's had a few health problems. I don't like to be gone too long, and I like to kind of stay, you know, be close in case I'm needed. But I know, you know, the world will keep right on turning whether I'm here or not. You know, it's not about me at all. But on with you know, some of the experiences that I've had. You know, lost my paw, lost my dad back in 2013. That was the hardest thing right there, and one of the hardest things about that was he actually had a stroke too. After we had gone to the beach, and we rushed back, and he was still living, but so we had some hope when we got back that he was going to get through it because they had given him the clotbuster drug and was hoping that it was going to pull him through. But the next day, once we saw the neurologist and they had seen either the CAT scan or the MRI, and he showed us that one side of his brain was completely destroyed, for lack of a better word. And when I saw that and heard the words coming out of the doctor's mouth, it just hit me like a ton of bricks. And I actually had to walk away from it. Our whole family was standing there, and or my brother and my mother and my wife were all standing there. I just couldn't maintain my composure. I had to just get out for a minute or so, because I knew that was it. That was the moment. But so it took him 3 days to die, and that was a tough 3 days. And I don't know if it would have been any better if he had just died suddenly, or if being kind of preparing yourself. I think by the time he actually died, I had already resolved myself to the fact that it was going to happen, and I made peace with it. And maybe it helps, maybe it doesn't. I don't know, because you can't do it both ways. It happens one way or the other. I lost my other grandparents. As I was talking to Average Don, I had lost my other grandfather. I never knew. He actually died a year or two before I was born. But I did my grandmother Rogers, my papa's wife, and then my grandmother Thronberg, my mother's mother. I experienced them dying, and actually they both had strokes too. And it's like I'm probably going to have a stroke one day. Chances are, genetically. Later on, I lost my cousin Wendy, who was in a real bad auto accident, and I won't go into the details of all that. I lost my cousin Randy, and these are people that are about my age or a little older. I lost my Uncle D.F., my mother's brother, and then my Aunt Betty. We lost her just a few years ago to cancer. And then my cousin Pam, we lost her just a couple years ago also. And then more recently, of course, we lost Aunt Mary, and then my cousin-in-law, Daryl, and then my first cousin's wife, Rhonda. We lost her back, I can't even remember. It's been at least a year now, but we lost her to cancer. So, getting old is, there's the only alternative to not getting old is dying young. But as you get older, people are going to die around you. So life's not all roses and beautiful all the time. 90 seconds. It's about perspective, and it's normal. I mean, people die. That's just the way life goes and the way our reality is. And that's just nothing we can do about it, The show must go on. You have to keep on living. You can't just lay down and stop just because you've lost somebody. And hopefully we'll have something better to talk about next week. I won't have this nagging at my inspiration. I'll be inspired by something a lot more positive to talk about. But I guess I just needed to share what was on my heart and just get it out there. I kept fighting it, but it wouldn't let me go. So you guys tune in next week. We're waiting for inspiration. And if you have any ideas, send me an email, averagejoe@carolina.rr.com. No E on the Joe. But we're going to get on out of here. And as soon as I get the 10-second mark, this software is great. It lets you know when you need to hush. But thank you again all for listening, and we'll be back on next Sunday at 6:30. I don't see anything changing in the schedule just yet, but just keep a lookout for my Facebook post on the Average Joe and also on my personal post. Y'all have a great evening and have a great Thanksgiving.